This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather is warm and sunny across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, expect a light breeze to accompany the sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, 3 hours ago, a U.S.-backed framework between Israel and Lebanon ties the IDF pullout to Hezbollah disarmament, aiming to end the conflict through direct talks. Also from the Jerusalem Post, 2 hours ago, a poll reveals most Israelis favor hardline security policies concerning Lebanon, Iran, and the Palestinians, reflecting a belief that Hezbollah poses a significant threat. Also this hour, as reported by Israel Hayom, Hebrew 8 hours ago, Hezbollah supporters set fires in Beirut streets in an attempt to thwart the Israel-Lebanon agreement. Separately, from JNS 8 hours ago, the U.S. conducted strikes on Iranian military sites after a drone attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, from JTA 10 hours ago, Lebanon and Israel have signed a framework agreement to end hostilities mediated by the Trump administration, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasizing the work ahead. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that while the Lebanon-Israel agreement includes positive elements like Hezbollah's withdrawal, enforcement remains crucial to its success. Gershon Baskin, a peace process advocate, wrote earlier today highlighting the trilateral framework between the U.S., Israel, and Lebanon, aiming for lasting peace and security. Alex Plitzes, an analyst, mentioned an hour ago that he will be discussing the Lebanon-Israel agreement and its regional implications on a CNN program. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-backed framework, Ynet reports that this agreement seeks to disarm Hezbollah as a condition for the IDF's withdrawal. The framework aims to restore the Lebanese army's control over specific areas. This development could significantly alter the power dynamics in the region, offering a pathway to long-term peace. Turning to the poll from the Jerusalem Post, it indicates a strong public sentiment in Israel for decisive security measures against perceived threats from Hezbollah and others. This sentiment underscores the complex security landscape Israel faces and the domestic pressure on its leaders. Meanwhile, the fires set by Hezbollah supporters in Beirut reflect the deep divisions within Lebanon regarding the agreement, as covered by Israel Hayom Hebrew. Such unrest highlights the challenges of implementing any diplomatic progress on the ground. The U.S. strikes on Iranian sites, reported by JNS, came in retaliation for a drone attack on a cargo ship. This action underscores the ongoing tensions in the Strait of Hormuz and the broader geopolitical stakes involving Iran. The strikes emphasize the fragile nature of maritime security in this critical region. Finally, the JTA report on the framework agreement between Lebanon and Israel notes the historic nature of the deal with U.S. mediation. However, as Secretary Rubio pointed out, there's significant work required to ensure that these initial steps lead to lasting peace. On the economic front, first, according to Israel Hayom Business, the demand in the industry and craft sectors continues to outpace supply, despite a slowdown in residential and office real estate. Separately, Globes reports that Amdocs is experiencing a significant slump due to slow growth and challenges related to AI. Despite this, analysts remain optimistic about the company's future recovery. And finally, CTEC highlights comments from Limor Kidron of Bright Data, who discusses how AI is being used to streamline operations and reduce headcount, reflecting broader trends in the Israeli tech sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.